Psalm 58, When Justice Goes Silent. After Psalm 57's refuge under God's wings, Psalm 58 brings us into a harsher room, the courtroom. David is not facing open pagans here, but leaders, judges, men trusted to speak. That makes the first line especially piercing. The Hebrew word Elam may mean mighty ones, but it also sounds close to silent ones. The question is almost a taunt. Are you truly speaking what is right? Or are you mute where truth most needs a voice? That is a deep form of evil. Injustice does not begin only with loud lies. Often it begins with holy duties left undone. Verse 2 sharpens the picture. Their hands weigh out violence. This is the language of scales and measures. In the ancient world, justice and commerce shared the same imagery. Honest weights, straight balances, true measures. Archaeologists have found stone weights in Judah that remind us how ordinary and physical this language was. David's point is chilling. The very instruments meant to measure fairness have been turned into tools for distributing harm. Then the psalm moves from the courtroom to Eden. These rulers are like serpents. Their speech has venom in it. This is not random insult, it is theology. All unjust rule is, in some sense, the serpent's old work continued, twisting words, bending trust, poisoning life through speech. When David says, "The wicked go astray from the womb," he is not giving us a lesson in infant behavior. He is exposing how deep the disease goes. Evil is not merely a bad policy problem, it is a heart problem. No system can save what sin has bent inward. Augustine saw this clearly. Disordered love turns gifts into weapons. The image of the deaf cobra is one many Western readers miss. Snake charming was known in the ancient Near East, especially in Egypt. David imagines a serpent so set in its own nature that it refuses even the most skillful song. This is chosen deafness. Some people do not lack evidence. They resist melody. They will not hear wisdom because they have made peace with poison. So David asks God to break their teeth. That sounds severe, but notice the logic. Disarm the devourer. Remove the bite. Calvin warned that such prayers are not excuses for personal spite. They are appeals for God to stop those who consume others. This is why the psalm ends with relief, not cruelty. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. The righteous rejoice not because blood is pleasant, but because moral reality has not collapsed. Christians must read this psalm through the cross. There, the only righteous judge stood before corrupt rulers and absorbed their venom. At Calvary, God did not ignore evil. He judged it, and in that same act began to break the serpent's fangs forever. Because judgment is real, we can renounce private vengeance. Fittingly, this fierce psalm was set to the tune, "Do not destroy." That may be its hidden mercy. Lord, do not let the destroyers keep destroying. Suggested cross-references. Psalm 82, Genesis 3:1-15, Amos 5:7-24, Matthew 12:34, Romans 12:19, Revelation 19:1-2. Hymn. Judge eternal, throned in splendor. Prayer. Righteous God, keep me from the silence that protects evil. Cleanse my speech, my judgments, and my hidden motives. Break the teeth of every power that feeds on deceit, and teach me to trust your justice without becoming bitter. In Jesus Christ, the righteous judge and wounded Savior. Amen.